Okay, today we're going to study Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph of Masech Shabbos. We left off on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of going through what did the Mishnah mean when it said that Akira Shi Sukua Begash of Gov Nosan Latav Shil Begav Svetim Lo Yitain Achi Yigrov. That if you have a Akira that was lit up with Gefes and Eitzim, you're not allowed to put a Tavshil on it until you do Gruf of Ketumah. So what did Lo Yitain mean? Was Lo Yitain about Shehiya, or is Lo Yitain about Hachzara? So says Gemara Toshma, we're now going to bring a second Raya in this discussion that we already began last time. So Toshma, Adam Rabbi Chalbo, is about, I don't know, 10 lines into the page or so, first was the line, or Af Machzirin. So Toshma, Adam Rabbi Chalbo, Am Rabbi Chambar Gori Amarav, Lo Shanu Ela Al Gaba avalatocha aser, that the Mishnah only allows for putting it on top of the kira, but into the kira, inside of the kira is going to be aser. Iam bishlam alahachzir tanan, if the Mishnah is talking about being machzir, but shehiya is going to be mutter even on a kira that's not garuf, and Rav is talking about the heter of shehiya in a kira that's not garuf. Hainu d'shani ben tochal al gaba. I understand why you would distinguish between the inside and the outside of the kira, between the inside and the top of the kira, because when you're mashes something inside of the kira that's not garuf, you're being matmin begachalim. You're mamish insulating it in coals, and that's why we're not going to allow inside. We're only going to allow al-gaba, el-yamud lishos tanan. But if we're talking about shehiya, and even shehiya requires grufa, mali tocha mali al-gaba, then what difference does it make if it's on the inside or it's on top of it? If the kira is grufa, what difference does it make if you put it inside? There's not, you're not being matmin it in any sort of kol. So don't you see that it's lahachzir tanan, that our Mishnah was talking about lahachzir and not shehiya? Says Amaran, mi savrit Rabbi Chalbo ha-resha kai. Wait a second, are you sure that Rabbi Chalbo was talking about the heter shehiya in a kira grufa that the resha was talking about? Asefa kai. No, he was commenting on the din chazara that it says in the seifa. Ubeisil lomer maf machzir. In the beisil holds you allowed to be machzir kadeira on top of a kira that is grufa. Vam Rabbi Chalbo, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. And Rabbi Chalbo says, Nimar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, lo shanu ela al gaba. Aval tocha aser, that's only when you put it on top of it, but putting it into it is going to be aser, because it's the derech to be mevashel, since the heat is very great over there, and it therefore appears like you're being mevashel on Shabbos. So says Gemara, another raya to prove whose shita our Mishnah is going like. Toshima, shtei kiros hamatimos. Let's say you have two kiros that are connected to each other, and you have like a pottery in between that's mafsik between the two kiros. Achas grufa ktuma, v'achas sheinu grufa ktuma. One of them is grufa ktuma, the other one's not. So mashin al gabi grufa ktuma, you could do shehiya on top of the one that is garuf katum, even though the kira that's attached to it is not garuf and it's adding heat to it. Ve'in mashin al sheinu grufa ktuma. You cannot do shehiya on the one that's not grufa ktuma. Umahin mashin. And what type of food are you masha on a kira that's grufa, on a kira that is swept out of its coals? Beshaviyorim v'loklum. You can't be masha anything. Beisil omrim chamin avalotavshil. Yes, you can. You can be masha hot water. You just can't be masha a cooked dish. Okar divrei hakol lo yachzir. And once you've removed the kedera from the kira, then both Beishai and Beisil would say you cannot put it back on the kira. So that's machlok Beishai and Beisil al divrei meir, the way Rabbi Meir understands it. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. The machlok Beishai and Beisil al legabe shehiya and chazara is with relation to a kira that's grufa goes as follows: that Beishai Omer chamin avalot avshil. Beishai says you're allowed to be masha chamin, you're just not allowed to be masha tavshil. Beisil allows you to do shehiya on both chamin and tavshil, and they argue similarly about chazara b'shabbos on a kira that's grufa. That Beishamim not the navlo machzir. Beisil amrim af machzir. Beisham says you're not allowed to be machzir. Beisil says yes, you are. So I amr pishlam alishos tnan. I understand very well that the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about shehiya, and even shehiya is only mutter when the kira is grufa. So then masnisin mani Rabbi Yudahi. Our Mishnah is follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the machzir machlokz b'sham b'silvel, because according to that side of the suffix, machlokz b'sham b'silvel in the Mishnah is legabe shiya, is whether only chamin are mutter by a kiru grufa or even tavshil, whereas chazara is machlokz whether it's mutter at all, like Rabbi Yehuda. Eli yamrat ha'chzir tanan, but if it's only when you're machzir that you need the kiru to be grufa, but shiya is mutter anyway, so machlokz b'sham b'silvel shiya, whether only chamin is mutter even tavshil, it must need some money. It wouldn't follow anyone. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Meir, because e Rabbi Meir kasha the Beishamay b'chada. If you can assume that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir's understanding Beishamay b'silal, so then we have a problem with Beishamay on one count, meaning as far as Shehiyah is concerned, because according to Rabbi Meir's understanding of Beishamay, it's aser to do Shehiyah at all, whereas the Mishnah holds that it's mutter to be mashachamin even on a kiru sheinu grufa, and obviously on a kiru grufa would be mutter according to Beishamay. And if you follow Rabbi Meir's understanding, then our Mishnah is a double problem within Shitas Beis Hillel, meaning the din of Shehiyah and with the din of Chazara, because according to Rabbi Meir, Beis Hillel would not allow Shehiyah unless it's hot water and the kira is grufa, whereas the Mishnah allows hot water and the tafshil, and even on a kira she'ena grufa. And also you have a problem with the din of chazara, because according to a mayor, you're not allowed to be machzir at all, whereas according to the Mishnah, you are allowed to be machzir on a kira that's grufa. And Rabbi Yehuda, and if you're going to assume that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, machlokes b'sham b'silal kasha grufa k'duma, we still have a problem with grufa k'duma, because if the Mishnah follows Chananya, we said that it's mutter to be masha even on a kira that's ain't a grufa k'duma according to the Beishamai, with chamin, and according to Beis Hillel even with the tafshil, whereas Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's also to be Masha and Akira, the same group of Ketuma entirely. So says one of the Olamei Melach, Lahachzir Tanan. Really, I'll tell you that the Mishnah is talking about Chazara. V'tana didan, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda b'chada, u'palagalei b'chada. And our Tana happens to agree with Rabbi Yehuda on one issue and disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda on another issue. Savalak Rabbi Yehuda b'chada b'chamin v'tafshil. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Beishamay and Beisil disagree by Shehiyah of both chamin and tafshil, that Beishamay holds he could be Masha only chamin Beisil even tafshil, v'notan u'machzirin, and also in what it says that Machlokes b'sham b'silal is about Chazara b'Shabbos al gabi kiru grufa u'palagalei b'chada, but he disagrees on one matter with Rabbi Yehuda. Dilu tana didan savra lishos v'alf b'shen gar v'katum. Our tana holds you're allowed to do shehiyah even if it's not gar v'katum, and Rabbi Yehuda savra b'lishos nami gar v'katum in ilalo. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that even when it comes to shehiyah, only if it's karav katum is a mutter to do shehiyah, but if it's not karav katum, it's also to do shehiyah. Period. So now the Gemara explains whether you're allowed to be somech a kira, whether you're allowed to put something near a kira that's in a grufa. Say bailu. Ma'u lismachba. Are you allowed to put a pot next to the wall of a kira, on the outside of the kira, when the kira is not grufa katuma, in order that the pot would heat up? So tocha the gaba asur of a lismach ba shapir dami odum haloshna. Do we say that the issur of placing something in a kira is only in a kira or on a kira, but next to a kira is perfectly fine, or does it not make a difference because you're still heating it up with the heat of a kira? So the Gemara tries to be poshet this suffix from a brisa that we had already mentioned. Tashma will bring a raya from a brisa. Shtei kiros hamatimos. We said that if you have two kiros that are attached together, achas grufo ketuma veachas shein grufo ketuma, one of them is grufo ketuma, the other one's not. Mashnal gabi grufo ketuma. You're allowed to do shehiyah on the one that is garufo ketum. Havla me'idach, even though heat is coming from the other one that's not garav v'katum. So don't you see that having it nearby, even though it's being heated by an oven, by a stove that's not garav v'katum, is mutter? Says, maybe because it's elevated in that case, the air will cool off the heat that's coming from that oven, and that's why we're not choshish. But when the kedera is mamish on the outside, it's touching the outside of the kira, maybe that taka would be problematic. So it says, we're going to have to bring another raya. Tashma, Domer of Safra Marbchia, Kitama, if one makes a kira katum, he covers the coals with ashes in order to cool them down. Vinnis labsa, and then it somehow heated up again. The fire overpowered those ashes. You're allowed to put parts of food near it, and you could be masha on it. And you could take things from it and put it back on Shabbos. Sounds like even when you're just putting the pot nearby, it's only going to be mutter if the kira is katum. But if the kira is not katum, it's going to be aser. Says Gemara, it's not necessarily raya utemech. If you can say that in all the cases, Rav Chiya means to say dafka. If it's katum, it's going to be mutter. Then how are you going to explain notlumi mena de katani katama in lo katana lo katama lo? When he says that you're allowed to take the food off of the oven, that's also only if it's katum. That's ridiculous to remove it. You don't need katum. Why does it mention notlin? Because it wants to tell you not to be machzir. So also, why does it mention somchin? Because it wants to mention about being mekaimin. So that's why it talks about somchin. But maybe enochinami, when it comes to putting it near the pot, even if near the oven rather, near the stove, even if it's not garuf katum, it would be mutter to put it near the stove. Says Gemara, na hachi hashta. You can't compare the two. How can you compare somchin to notlin? Hasam notlin machzirin b'chad makomu. It makes sense that it would use the word notlin just to introduce the word machzirin, because notlin and machzirin happen on the same spot. So tana notlin mishu machzirin. It mentions notlin because of machzirin. Ela hacha. But over here in the Reisha where it says somchin mekaimin, you don't say that it says somchin because of mekaimin. Somchin b'chad makomu. Somchin is in one spot on the outside of the kira. Mekaimin b'chad makomu. And mekaimin is in a different spot on top of the kira. So they're not shaykh to each other. You wouldn't mention somich just because you mentioned mekaimin. So my hafiyala says, okay, so bottom line, what are we passing in this shayla? So Tashma says, Gemara bring a raya. Kira shisu kubi gavs of etzim, somchana, veim nekaimin, elim kem gruva ketuma. A kira that was heated up with wood chips, you're allowed to put a kedera on the outside near it, but even if it's not karav katum, but you cannot leave a pot on it unless it's karav katum. Gechalim shamim hu, if you have, so there's our answer. Now the Gemara brings the hemshich of the brisa, even though we already have our answer, right? The answer is that you are allowed to be somech to a kira. Gechalim shamim hu, if you have coals that the flames have already died down and they're almost extinguished. Oshanasana leha na urishal pishtan, or you put some flax over the coals, daka, you know, like broken small pieces, thin pieces of flax, harehi kiktuma. That would be the same as being katum. So it doesn't need to necessarily just be ashes. There are other ways to make the coals less strong that would also be considered to be katum. Okay, we'll stop there because it's a good stopping point, and the Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani tomorrow.